当初金穷能老挣些外资等待加深情的个性初级比说能及落拉盘起来上进这不是个上进去当初金穷能老挣些外资等待加深情的个性初级比说能及落拉盘起来上进这不是个上进去当初金穷能老挣些外资等待加深情的个性初级比说能及
Homage to Chenren Sig, homage to Amitabha, homage to Manjushri, homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to Padmasambhava, homage to all the lineage masters, homage to our root lama, His Holiness Jangyan Luntuk Gyaltsen. And we have these arising causes that the students from the northeast have come to request for pith instructions. What I am teaching now is Vajrayana, and within the Vajrayana there is the preliminary section and the main practice. And the preliminary practices are the four points that turn the mind towards renunciation, the five inner preliminaries, Guru Yoga, and all of these practices everyone over here has already practiced. And all of these practices are the foundation practices for practicing the great perfection. These are the preliminary practices, the practice of renunciation, the practice of bodhicitta, the infallibility of cause and effect. And all of this everybody here knows, and the understanding of this is really important. If what all we teach is the great perfection, however, you have confused the renunciation practices, the bodhicitta practices, the infallibility of cause and effect, then it's not going to be of any value receiving the great perfection teachings. And why? It's because at the moment we're not the highest level practitioners. We are middle level practitioners. And you're not lower level practitioners, because if you are lower level practitioners, it's unlikely you would have been receiving the Vajrayana teachings. And you would unlikely have the opportunity to meet with the great perfection teachings. And from these arising causes, we can see that we are middle-level students. And for those of us that are practicing the great perfection, it is important that we practice the preliminary practices and that we use the writings of the words of my perfect teacher as our guidance, as our textbook. And wherever you go, take the words of my perfect teacher with you. And the words of my perfect teacher are the teachings of Jigme Gyalwe Nyugu, and then also this was recorded by His Holiness Patrul Rinpoche. And this is directly related to our lineage. And His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, when he was alive, he always, underneath his pillow, he had two textbooks. One was the autobiography or the biography of Milarepa, and the second was The Words of My Perfect Teacher. And he used to read that every day, just like we recite the opening prayers. And wherever he went, he took the biography of Milarepa and the words of my perfect teacher with him. And these two books were considered as the most important part of his practice for His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche for his entire life. And now all the predecessors, all the heart students of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, they also use this as the foundation of all of their teachings. And everybody here has learned and has finished the five preliminaries and understand the words of my perfect teacher. And so continue practicing this. Don't ever stop. And again, read through the words of my perfect teacher. Also, we've been lost, revolving around in samsara for far too long. Sometimes we're aware, we're awake. Sometimes we're lost again. And then we're aware and awake again. And then we get lost again. And this is normal for so many of us. And when we are confused, what do? We've forgotten Buddhism, we've forgotten our teacher, our lineage we've forgotten, and our pith instructions also forgotten. And we're not doing this purposefully either. It's happening because we've been revolving around in samsara, in this confusion, for far too long. And especially we forget this maybe when things are going wrong, when we're anxious, when we're stressful. And then we forget our Guru completely. We forget to pray to the Guru, we forget about our deity, we forget to make offerings to the Dharma protectors. All we do is we think about this problem that we have and how can I resolve this? And of course we can resolve this materially. However, we can also pray to our root Guru, pray to the deity, to the wisdom emptiness Dharma protectors. And so that we can receive the power of their blessing. However, when we're confused, then we completely forget to do this. And then when this is all finished and our mind is calm again, then we think, oh, why didn't I pray to Guru after all of the teachings, all of the Dharma given to me by Rinpoche, and I forgot to pray to the Guru. And I didn't apply any of the methods. I didn't use any of them to transform these afflictive emotions. And what is this? This is just our normal confusion, ignorance. And why is this ignorance there? It's because our time of practice is not that much. And also because our roots of positive actions haven't really ripened so much. And as a result, some of these conditions of our mind arise. And as a result, gradually, again and again, remind oneself to apply bodhicitta, to apply compassion. And also when we're feeling uncomfortable, just like maybe when we come up the mountains, we have altitude sickness, and then when this happens and we feel uncomfortable, we don't, or we forget to pray to the Guru. And this also is an opportunity for us to reduce some of our negative karma, because this is ripened now. However, when this ripens, we forget our positive thinking, our right mindfulness and right awareness. And in the beginning, this is normal. However, apply ourselves so that we always have this belief that we can pray to the Guru and that we apply those methods that can transform these afflictions. When we're in samsara, there are going to be those moments of happiness. However, there are also the times where we may experience long periods of afflictive emotions, and we feel as if we can't leave behind the suffering. So when is it that we can completely leave behind the suffering? Only once we've attained Buddhahood. Then we can thoroughly liberate ourselves from all of these sufferings that we experience in this world. When is it that we can completely leave behind, that we can be completely liberated from all of this suffering? It is when, through our regular and diligent practice, that we are able to free ourselves from this by attaining enlightenment.